Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 6th of May, just after 9 p.m. on a night in Israel known as Lag BaOmer, which is a night when people light bonfires and pump all sorts of disgusting smoky crap into the atmosphere. And, in the name of religion, that's about what I think of that. Anyway, fortunately it's not too bad here, but in some places the air gets so smoky that you have to close up. We may get to that stage at some stage tonight, but we haven't so far. You can smell it, but it's kind of like a background smell, which is fortunate. It's nice that it's a relatively cool evening. Can often be a lot warmer than this time of year. I just thought I'd just do a general update, because I haven't been on here for a while, and one of the reasons why I haven't been is because the world has been insane. I cannot remember when I last did a boo about what's been going on. So, updates on a few general things. First of all, my work situation, it appears to have improved. I have been given assurances by several people that I'll be looked after, and I've also discovered that my company has a presence in the UK still, even though, substantive presence in the UK, even if not a physical one. And they have UK employees. There are people in the UK who are being employed by our presence in the UK, and so that means that I could be so employed. And this is good for two reasons. One, because I can become an employee instead of being a contractor, but more, because hopefully I can get them to sponsor me for a visa, which will mean that I could be on a general visa, which is not only good because then that means that I won't have to be on a tourist visa and keep on going in and out of the country while Naamah is studying all the time, but it also means that Naamah could be on my visa and wouldn't have to have a student visa, which in turn gives her more flexibility. It also makes life a bit easier because they have such long holidays between the end of the beginning of the academic year at the college that we're going to. You could have been in the situation where you actually had to go out of the UK for a few weeks and then come back again before doing the next year's study because the crossover periods don't add up enough. So it would be good if that's the case, and I'm trying to find out. Unfortunately, they've just changed HR people, so the new person is trying to get up to speed. Fortunately, though, she's an Australian, like me, and B is actually based out of the UK herself, so she ought to have a fair idea what's going on. And she's been brought on board because of her expertise in dealing with multinationals and all that sort of stuff, so this should be right up her alley. I did give her a ping, so I wanted to see what's happening with her. What else? We are forging ahead with our moves to move. Hey, doggy. We've been visited by a dog. Hello. Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, settle down. Settle down. Hey, oi, Rosie. Hey, Rosie, settle. Otherwise you'll start coughing like that.
Yes, Rosie has kennel cough, which is not good.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye-bye, doggy.
Oh, Rosie.
Oh, that's what you get for getting worked up, you silly dog. Yes, so this all dovetails nicely into you know, our plans to go visit Australia for a couple of months and then go to Scotland for Nama to study. And with a view to that, we've rented out our apartment, we've found ourselves a tenant and signed a lease, and that's all sorted out. We've already done one shipment of stuff out of our place, and we are going to do another one on Sunday week, the 17th. That's going to be the pretty much everything, and we're trying to offload a few bits and pieces that we don't want to keep. Wow, lots of dogs out here today. Yeah, I need both hands to put it in my pocket. Rosie. Come on. Hey. Rosie wanted to talk to the dog and then the people with the dog. But no one is interested in relationships. Oh. This is going to be interesting. Gonna smell with a dog skin, haven't you, Rosie? Got a bag here that's kind of like it's really wide open. It's kind of like that. It's like a, kind of, I don't know, must be a side missing or something. Oh yeah, this is not gonna work. This bag is like fully torn. Okay, that's not cool. Yeah, see, it's basically ripped. Yeah, it's split at the bottom, basically. Whoops. Oh, well. I guess that poo will just have to stay there. Well, it's not like I leave too many. And anyway, Rosie doesn't do big ones in any case. All right, Rosie, come on. Get you out of my pocket again. Sorry about that noisy bag. So, yes, we found a tenant and signed a lease. She's signed through to the end of July of next year and is keen to stay on longer, and so are we if it all works out, so that's good. As I say, we've got our stuff. Some of our stuff has been shipped off. Some of it's being stored in a shed that belongs to Nama's uncle, and some of the more precious things are being stored at Nama's mum's place. And then we'll work out based on all the boxes and things have been written on, so we know so someone knows what's in them. And we'll work out when we know where we are living, which we have absolutely no idea of so far. We will be able to say, make some determination as to what can be sent over and what cannot. Ideally, we'd like to be able to ship over everything, but it's really going to be a matter of what we can accommodate. Maybe we'll ship some things. And sorry, I just got some stuff in my Crocs, so I just need to get it out. So it might be a matter of, if we get a smaller place, we may have to have some things stay here for a while. And of course, if we end up coming back, then we won't ship them. So we're very fortunate not to have to pay for storage. But, you know, these are the things that come out. Some of you probably have heard we closed down Mint FM on Sunday, which was quite sad and whatever. But and that basically took up all the weekend. But we had some really great programs over the weekend. If you didn't catch them, we'll be posting them up soon. I haven't done that yet. I've got to do that. What else? Nama's just done this post about blood test result mix-ups, but my aspect of it is that my triglycerides and sugar levels are a bit high, which I'm a little surprised about, because whilst I'm not that surprised that they're not 100% where they ought to be, I'm surprised that they are high enough to raise any concern, because I really don't have a lot of sugar, but I probably have more than I should, so to take care of that. Anyway, we're going to get the transcripts tomorrow and see what the actual numbers are, and we'll see how the situation really is. Anyway.
Maybe it's me after
all. No, it's not you.
I decided that.
Mm-hmm.
You told me.
No, it's not.
The anemia and the sugar.
The anemia that you don't have, and then yeah. No, it's not. I'm sorry. Anyway, what else can I tell you about? You realize all the things you have to organize, and I'm trying to keep lists of things, but it's always the way I think of things that we need to do, and then when I sit down to look at my list of to do of things that need doing, I can't remember them. So, anyway, I have to. You just have to write them down as you remember them. That's how you do it. I mean, I went through the to do lists and at least ticked off a number of things, which is okay. I'll be there in a minute. So yes, and Nama's cancelled the satellite TV, and we've got a number of things, as I say, we're looking to not keep, and so we're in the process of getting rid of some of that. Nama's gotten rid of all her sheet music that she didn't want to keep, and we've given away, oh, we sold a coffee maker, and we are trying to sell our bed, our beloved bed. It's We love it, but the thing is that it's probably not worth shipping, unfortunately. It's going to be 9 years old in July, so it's probably not worth shipping it over. And anyway, which is a shame, but anyway. We've got few bits and pieces we're giving away, and some bits we're selling. That reminds me, I need to write back to someone about the washing machine, because I want to know chapter and verse about it, and I don't know, but I've dug up the make and model, so I'll see if I can find it and then say, here's a link, read up about it. Oh, they didn't need the model, but they wanted to know things like capacity and stuff, and I couldn't tell them, so I thought, well, I've got the model number written down, so I can probably find out.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I wrote it down with all the things like the maintenance numbers and all that stuff. With the washing machine and the dishwasher. I wrote it down in Braille, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, I've got this information.
So you found it?
Yeah. It's sitting on the computer table at the moment for me to go and look at, to remind me to go and look at it, but I haven't done it yet. And then on top of all of that, we've been dealing with Rosie's paperwork to get in and out of various countries, and that's proving to be a real pain in the ass, but we'll get there. There's just a lot of it to do. Fortunately, we can do it all online via email and stuff like that, and scanners are the world's greatest things.
Yeah.
Did you ask your mum about the printer?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
She'll take the soda stream.
Okay. Cool. And, yes, because we can easily get that in the UK. And that's probably about it, really. I mean, as you can, and then on top of all of this, I'm trying to do my full-time job as well, on top of all of this. But anyway, we're getting there. Anyway, I'm going to upload this and have something to eat. I'll talk to you good people later. Bye-bye.